Pizza Bella in the Crossroads, you'll find all the standard pizza fare. Cheese, pepperoni, sausage. But it's not unusual to see toppings like...
Figs are kind of coming into season right now. There's a lot of really nice mushrooms. I have a gentleman that brings me mushrooms as he finds them. Squash.
Hillary Glynn owns the joint. She thinks that variety is what gives Kansas City's pizza its own style.
When I think about other pizza in Kansas City, and I do eat other pizza in Kansas City, and it's all completely different. Even in terms of just ingredients being used and the style of the dough. I mean, the way we make our dough is very specific. It's pretty delicate. And then using the wood-fired ovens, and some people use, you know, pizza ovens, but they might be gas-powered. It's so different.
I'm Gina Kaufman, and today on KCUR's Central Standard, we're going to create the definitive guide to the best pizza in Kansas City. As we just heard, there's a lot of experimentation going on. We'll explore all that variety, and maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to define the elusive Kansas City-style pizza. The food critics will be joining us shortly, but what better place to start than local ingredients? Here to talk to us about local fall pizza toppings is chef, culinary instructor, and food blogger Paige Vandegrift. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Gene.
Pizza, that's pizza is that word, has become a lot more varied than it used to be, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
What are the kinds of variations that you're seeing?
If you think of pizza as flatbread, you can put anything on top of it. So any meat or any vegetable, any fruit, most cheeses, nuts, herbs, just about anything.
What's in season locally right now that makes a great pizza topping?
Well, as we just heard, mushrooms and the winter squashes make fantastic toppings for pizzas. But I think greens are good on pizza. You can cook kale and put kale on top of a pizza. Potatoes are good on pizza, and they're in season right now.
Potatoes on pizza feels a little counterintuitive to me, because I guess I think of, this is so silly, but like when I was really little, I made my mom dinner one time by surprise, and I had no idea really how to do that, and I made entirely starches, because those were the things I knew how to make. I knew how to make a baked potato.
Exactly.
And I knew how to boil some water and make some pasta. And that was my first lesson in composing a meal, when my mom informed me, you only put one starch per meal. And so when I think about a potato pizza, it just feels like it breaks perhaps the only cardinal rule of cooking that I have.
Well, I guess I don't think of it as a cardinal rule of cooking, but there are lots of classics out of Italy. There's the pasta that has pesto and potatoes and green beans in it. And, you know, they love potatoes with their starches, with their dough on their pizza and with their pasta. So it's, I guess in that sense, it's a classic. So I don't think of it as a taboo.
Okay, so potatoes on pizza, and you've mentioned kale, all kinds of greens, mushrooms, squash. Talk to me about the mushrooms. I mean, what varieties of mushroom are we seeing around here that you think make especially exciting pizzas?
Well, the foragers will be bringing mushrooms like chanterelles in this time of year, and those would be delicious on any mushroom, would be delicious on a pizza. Portobellos and creminis and oyster, which are widely available year-round, are excellent, as long as you do something with them first. As long as you don't put them on top of the pizza raw, you should sauté them or roast them or do something to help them give up their juices first, so that they won't flood your pizza with juice while it's cooking.
What is your favorite preparation of mushrooms? I mean, of the approaches you just named?
Sautéed. I love sautéed mushrooms. It caramelizes them a little bit. It brings out their delicious flavors.
So if the mushroom was going to be the star of your pizza... The sautéed mushroom in particular. What else would be on that pizza?
Well, you really don't need anything other than garlic and herbs. And I would probably choose a cheese like fontina, which has a nutty character to it that would be delicious with the mushrooms. Goat cheese would be nice as well. And I'm very partial to the combination of butternut squash with mushrooms. And so I might sneak in a little bit of roasted butternut squash on the pizza, too.
So, and you mentioned greens. Like, kale. Uh-huh. Kale is sort of controversial because it's either people seem to either love it or hate it. What other greens might be in season right now that you would think of including on a pizza?
Swiss chard. You can treat it the same way as kale. You can blanch it and sauté it, or just sauté it with a little bit of garlic and pepper flakes, again, to get the water out, and then scatter it over the pizza. And chard is delicious with sausage. It's good with sweet potatoes and butternut squash. It's good with caramelized onions. There's all kinds of delicious combinations. Olives are wonderful with greens.
You've mentioned already cheese selection and that kind mm-hmm. of thing, but I do think a mistake people make when thinking creatively about toppings mm-hmm. is assuming that when you change out, like, the canned black olives and hamburger meat for figs and locally raised lamb, everything else basically stays the same, the crust, the cheese, the sauce. I have to assume that that's not the case, that you would want to adjust the other ingredients to kind of match what else it is you're doing. How do you adapt the rest of the pizza to this autumn palette you've been describing?
Well, I wouldn't be using tomato sauce, for one thing. I think that's probably a given. Some tomato sauce might be good with some things, but I would definitely move towards an olive oil, garlic, herb-infused kind of base. And
actually, so just take out the tomato sauce and not replace it with any other sauce necessarily?
Just olive oil. It was what I would replace. I've smeared pureed squash or smeared pureed sweet potatoes as a base on a pizza before, and it's delicious. But mostly I would just think of replacing it with an infused olive oil. And at that point, once you get rid of the tomatoes, you're free to come up with all kinds of different combinations. And then I actually think about a good melting cheese before I think about the flavors. So I limit myself to the sort of class of good melting cheeses before I move on to thinking about a flavor profile. But I am inclined to choose something that's sort of nutty. So a fontina or a gouda.
It's fall. I mean, the fall flavors that we've talked about, mm-hmm. a nutty flavor does seem really prevalent in all of those, mm-hmm. in all of those items.
Yes. And I think it would go well with almost anything that I can think of putting on a pizza, except one of my favorite fall pizzas is sautéed cauliflower with a little bit of bacon, and I like that with cheddar.
Cauliflower and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about this combination. I'm thinking that there are a lot of, like, cauliflower people out there who aren't that into bacon, and vice versa.
I suppose I hadn't thought about that before. To me, bacon and cheese both are a very natural partner for cauliflower. Cauliflower needs something salty. It needs something a little bit nutty with it. And if you roast or saute cauliflower and you sort of caramelize it, it makes it so most people who think they don't like it maybe will try it. And putting cheese and bacon on it will get a lot of people to try it. So.
This might seem obvious to you, but why do you not recommend tomato sauce with these fall ingredients?
Well, it could be because it's my habit in general. The only time I really put tomato on pizza is in the summer, and I use fresh vine ripes. Occasionally, I'll make a classic tomato sauce pizza with the classic ingredients that you think of going on a pizza. But most of the time, I think of pizza as a flatbread to put a delicious vegetable and cheese on top of. So I'll start with olive oil because it's neutral.
That tomato sauce really can kind of drown the other flavors. Mm-hmm. But your blog is called For the Love of Table, and the table implies so much more than just the consumption of food. It's this whole backdrop for a whole experience. So thinking along those lines, how is a fall pizza best enjoyed? Probably not out of a greasy cardboard box?
Absolutely not. Around a table with a nice crisp salad and a nice bottle of wine with your friends.
Ooh, okay. What kind of wine might you think of pairing with these flavors, these very nutty flavors you've been describing? The mushrooms and the squash.
Oh, I'm not a wine person, but I would, this time of year, I would probably pick a soft red of some kind.
What do you think about the idea of a Kansas City style pizza? I mean, I know that the pizza per se is not your thing, but that's where we're headed. And I wonder if you think there is any such thing as a Kansas City-style pizza, and if not, what your understanding of local ingredients might lead you to think it should be.
I'm not quite sure I know how to answer that question. You know, normally when I think of classic Kansas City ingredients, of course, barbecue comes to mind. And you could do something really fun with braised, you know, barbecue sauced meats on top of a pizza. But the things that grow well around here are greens and sweet potatoes and the winter squashes. And so all of those things make very obvious toppings for me to put on top of a pizza.
Well, we'll get back to that question with our critics and yeah. our listeners. But before we put out our call for the best pizzas in town, uh-huh. what else is on your local fall menu right now other than pizza ingredients? What are you making with the exact kinds of produce you've just been describing otherwise?
A lot of roasted vegetable dishes, soups, and braises start coming into to sort of my repertoire in the fall. And also pasta. I eat pasta year-round with these exact kinds of vegetables that I was talking about.
When you talk about soups and stews, mm-hmm. what's a favorite that you can leave us with?
I just made it this last week, a butternut squash and white bean and kale soup that I love.
Well, those sound delicious. Paige Vandegrift, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can read Paige's blog at fortheloveofthetable.com. When KCUR's Central Standard returns, we'll take your nominations for the best pizza in town. If you found a great pizza, do not hold out on us. We need to try it. 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman, back with the food critics in a minute. I'm Gina Kaufman, and now it's time to talk pizza with the food critics on KCUR's Central Standard. Call 816-235-2888 to tell us about your favorite pizza in Kansas City. Describe it in luxurious detail so that when we're done, we know which of these pizzas we need to go out and eat immediately. 816-235-2888. Our critics will start us off. Charles Ferruza, good morning.
Good morning, Gina.
Charles is with us from The Independent and the Shawnee Mission Post. We've also got the stars Jill Silva and Feast Magazine's Jenny Vergara. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Gina.
And hello, Jenny.
Howdy.
So let's define some pizza terms before we get too carried away, because increasingly there are specific kinds of pizza on menus in Kansas City. As far as I recall, it used to be just pizza. Yeah. So, Neapolitan. Charles, will you kick us off with that one?
Well, Neapolitan. Naples is supposedly where pizza originated. I don't know the actual genesis of that, but pizza supposedly began in Naples and was more like just a flatbread with, I don't know, olive oil and maybe a little cheese. You know, people don't remember. Tomatoes actually came quite late to Italy and from America. And so, you know, we think of pizza with tomato sauce, and I think there are variations to that. But, you know, now there's Sicilian pizza. There's any kind of pizza. I don't think there's a Milanese pizza, though, that I've seen. Maybe just a Milanese
pizza. I haven't seen one in Kansas City, but maybe there is one that we don't know about.
Maybe someone needs to open one.
So tell me, what about the Sicilian pizza? Who wants to take that one?
That's a doughy pizza,
It's kind of grandma's pizza.
Yeah.
Typically in squares, yes?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Typically baked in kind of a cookie sheet, so it's a little bit of a puffier crust.
Like a focaccia, almost.
It would be like if your mom made you pizza at home.
Right.
And wood-fired, that is sort of self-explanatory, of course, but can someone talk to that? That's because that's a real trend. What is it that you would notice as an eater with your wood-fired pizza?
That it cooks a lot faster.
Absolutely. And also the crust is blistered, and oftentimes, depending on the restaurant, this varies a little from restaurant to restaurant, but it has like a char bubbly mark, so you get a little bit of that smoky flavor. Some people like that. I think some people
don't,
not as much. Yeah. And so you find it's variable from pizza oven to pizza oven, but that, I think, defines partially they call it leopardization. reminds me of spots, I guess.
yeah. Sounds right to me.
Exactly. So that's the big factor. Also, sparser ingredients, not as heavily topped as most American or Italian-American pizzas would be.
Are there any other very 2016 pizza terms that we need to get out of the way before we proceed?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just
the ones.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, there's types of pizzas and then there's types of crust. And usually the type of pizza, if you're, at least if you're talking about, you know, pizza here in America, the crust is usually the thing that distinguishes the type. So, yeah.
Like Chicago pizza tends to be more like a Sicilian pizza.
Doughy.
Doughy, deep dish, where I'll let you two define St. Louis pizza, because isn't it sort of a cross between Neapolitan pizza, or i.e. New York pizza, and Sicilian pizza, somewhere in between?
I don't, you know, I'm so my understanding is that it's basically just a cracker thin crust. It's typically cut into squares instead of into the pointed triangles, and then it has Provel cheese on it.
So wait, maybe all we need to have a Kansas City style pizza is to cut it in a certain shape that no one's
round.
Cut pizza.
I think round pizza.
Round pizza slice.
I think we've all decided that it does not count as Kansas City pizza if it's just got barbecue thrown on top. I mean, we have to get real about what Kansas City style pizza should be. And I think we're beyond that. I think we have our own style of barbecue, so it should be something other than that.
Maybe a cookie crust.
A sweet pizza.
Yeah.
Which would then just be a pie, right?
Right.
So back at square one. Well, anyway, there are three places that came up on most, if not all, of your lists. And in fact, were on everyone's list last year, too. So let's talk about those, because they seem like they're stalwart recommendations. Il Lazzarone.
It's the number one trendy pizza right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's definitely delicious. Yeah.
Because the owner who had his first pizzeria in St. Joseph, Missouri, got the first authorization from the Pizza Council of Naples to prepare real Neapolitan pizza, which had a whole bunch of restrictions. It has to be in a wood-fired oven. They have to use a certain kind of bread, a certain kind of olive oil, and a certain kind of flour.
Certain kind of flour, certain kind of tomatoes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It has to be high heat, usually between 600 and 1,000 degrees.
So what do you guys order when you go to Il Lazzarone? That's in the City Market, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, River Market.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Jenny, what do you order?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's hard for me to step away from anything other than the margarita to keep it really, really simple. That's kind of classic.
Cheese, basil, tomato.
Well, it's kind of what he's specializing in, if you will. I mean, he is really honing in on exactly what Italian pizza of this ilk should really taste
like. He's a real purist,
yeah.
We should say. I mean, no ham and pineapple pizza.
That's
there.
Right. That's right. There's no California style pizza here. So, I think it really is, when you do and go to those places, you should honor what it is. And so, just good old tomato sauce, a little basil, a little fresh mozzarella.
Jill, do you have a favorite?
One of the ones that I really like at Il Lazzarone, which is unusual because I wouldn't have thought of this, but I think it's sort of like stepping in with baby steps, pepperoni. If you're a pepperoni fan, go ahead and get the pizza with the pepperoni, and they drizzle it with honey. So you've got that sweet and salty combination. It's pretty good, and it makes the crust really yummy to have a little extra honey on it.
Okay. What do you order there, Charles?
That sounds really good to me, actually.
Well, haven't you ever had honey on your bones? They call the pizza crust the pizza bone.
No.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk later. Yeah. I'll show you how it's done.
It sounds good, though. Mm-hmm. I like the margarita pizza there. It's very simple. They have a white pizza. Forgive me. I can't remember what they call it there. But another simple, no tomato sauce pizza. I like what he does. I like the crust there. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit chewy, not too chewy. Simple.
I agree.
So this is Il Lazzarone. And then what about limestone pizza?
It's the glamour pizza of the metro, I think.
Because why so?
Well, they've got really, really talented chefs working there. Really talented. They've got a lot of different things. It's kind of an expansive menu. They have other things besides pizza. And I have not had a bad pizza there. They're all really, really good.
They've got a lot of fresh and local ingredients, and they're also using all Kansas wheat. So there's a real farm-to-table kind of twist to what their pizzas are. They call them
Neo Prairie.
Okay, so that's the closest I've heard to Kansas City style pizza. I'll just put it out there. And Rick Martin,
the local wheat being a crucial part of that, or no?
No, all of it. Yes, the local wheat being made for the crust, and then just the seasonal ingredients, because the pizza changes depending on what he's able to get in. So it's a constantly evolving pizza, which really represents what we have available to us. And Rick Martin has a real commitment to that, and he's the chef there, and I think an owner, and I think that he's just doing a fantastic job in Lawrence at Limestone Pizza.
Do you have a favorite thing you've gotten there, Jenny?
You know what? I've had a couple things. I've had sandwiches that have just blown me away. He's got a spicy sriracha sauce that he makes himself that I think is terrific. But in terms of his pizza, I've had a couple of them, and they've all been good. I can't even think of one that comes to mind.
I like the Spud pizza.
He's got a potato?
Yeah, potato pizza with creme fraiche and bacon. It's like a loaded baked potato on a crust.
Mm. Well, so that is Limestone. That's in Lawrence. And what about Spin? Jill, tell us about Spin.
Spin. Well, that's a longtime Kansas City pizza. So again, if we want to talk about styles, perhaps that's one of Kansas City styles. Michael Smith of Michael Smith's and Extra Virgin has been an advisor for many years, helping them out with some of their pizza recipes. They're expanding nationally right now, and they're just really good, straightforward, solid pizza. Their crust is a little chewier to my tastes, not as blistered or leopardized as others.
Well, they're not wood-fired pizzas.
And so you have a different take on it. So it's a little softer, a little more pliable, lots of different toppings, including the ubiquitous goat cheese and fig jam and arugula, which I think we all kind of like.
Oh, I love that one, yeah.
And I had some just this week that you can order online now. We just keep evolving as takeout pizza. You know, that's an important piece of it. You know, one thing I'll bring up.
So this is a takeout. This is a pizza that works for takeout.
It works for takeout. I think if you get it fast, that's the problem with all pizza probably, is you need to pick it up very promptly and get it home and start eating it. You don't want to drive around with it in the back of your car. It starts to get soggy in that box. Mm-hmm. But slice or no slice, that's another thing that sort of, I think, you see at different restaurants, some will slice, some will not. So like Il Lazzarone, they don't slice unless you ask, but Spin, all of that came sliced. Same with 1889 when I went there. So different varieties, different philosophies on whether your piece should fold or not.
Well, so Spin, that obviously has lots of locations, as you've mentioned, and we'll probably get back to some of these places, but let's start hearing from our listeners who have filled our switchboard, and you can also tweet us. We're at KCURCST. Let's talk to Steven in Westport. Hi, Steven.
Hey.
What is your favorite pizza?
So
in Kansas City, I should say.
I have a top three, if you will.
We'll settle for that.
So the best pizza I've had in Kansas City is at the Foundry of McCoy's in Westport. They do one called the Jammin' Chicken. It's a brick oven pizza, and it's got a jalapeno cream sauce, aged shredded mozzarella, got braised chicken, and a smoked shallot bacon jam.
That is a lot of things.
Yeah, and then it's got and I can't remember what the crumbled white cheese on it is, but then there's what they call rocket shoots, just little mini microgreens, just, you know, barely sprouted, germinated, if you will. So it's just talking about it, my mouth's watering. Then my number two is pretty much anything that comes from Papa Kino's. I like a good crisp crust, but that's still got some chew to it. So I think they do a really good job with the crust. And they get really fresh produce. The Papa Kino's that's down in like Old Shawnee, the owner, chef owner there, is also the executive chef at the Performing Arts Center. Hmm. And he gets as much local fresh produce as possible. And so he just does a really great job.
That sounds like a running theme. Okay, the final recommendation.
Yeah. There's a place in outside of Excelsior Springs, so about an hour from Westport, called Van Til Family Farm Winery. You guys were talking about wine with pizza.
So this is a road trip pizza.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And it's that classic sort of Neapolitan oven where the oven gets to like 800 degrees or whatever. They cook your pizza in like 3 minutes. Local, you know, farm produced products in season, and all of them are good, but I really like the Tuscany. They make their own hot Italian sausage. It's got it marinated artichokes and two kinds of sauces on it, and it's amazing.
So Steven seems to be a fan of multiple sauces, I've noticed, and fresh ingredients. But anyone else have a review of Papa Kino's?
I've been to Papa Kino's a number of times. It's a really, really nice pizza. I think it's more New York style, I would say. One thing, we ordered one time for a big group. You can get a really large one that almost doesn't fit into a compact car, so that's good.
I mean, it's giant.
If you need to feed a lot of mouths, that's a good one.
It's novel. It's novel, for sure.
A party for teenagers.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And lots of flavors, pretty traditional, you know, black olives, mushrooms.
Green pepper,
pepperoni, you know, pretty straightforward, but you could get a little crazier. No goat cheese there, I don't think.
And we heard about Steven's road trip pizza recommendation, the Van Til Family Winery. Jenny, you have a road trip pizza recommendation on your list as well.
I do, and I have Van Til actually on my road trip list. So I still haven't made it out there, but I hear wonderful things about that pizza as well. So I drove out to Buckner, Missouri on just a hot tip that I got basically on Facebook. And it's Toscano's Wood-Fired Pizza and Pasta in Buckner, Missouri. It was about 30 minutes from downtown, a drive kind of east as you, on 70. But basically a pretty little drive. And here's this teeny tiny small town, you know, maybe 10 stores in total. And then this Italian restaurant serving pasta and pizza. And they've actually won awards for their pizza. I mean, they went to New York. They studied how to make New York style pizza. And I had several pizzas when I was there. I love pizza. So it's never a problem for me to try several kinds. So I think I had two or three and I had plenty to take home. But all of them there was a chicken artichoke pizza that was delicious. I had just a simple pepperoni that was delicious. So I give big props to Toscano's Wood-Fired Pizza for just being kind of cute and in the middle of nowhere and doing their thing.
Let's talk to Paula in Lenexa. Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
What do you recommend?
I recommend 1889 Pizza Napolitana. It's a new restaurant at 47th and Mission Road, opened this summer, and their pizza is awesome. They're another one of those restaurants with the authentic Naples certification for the real thing.
I'm not seeing total confirmation here, but we'll check on that. We'll fact check that. But go on.
Okay. So my favorite there is the Honeybee. And it's made with fresh pear, gorgonzola, local honey, and it has the olive oil base. But in addition, they have a number of other pizzas that are really awesome. There's a pizza with a lot of meat called the Butcher. There are veggie pizzas, and there's a pork belly pizza with smoked pulled pork that's really popular as well. Okay. They also have a great meatball appetizer. Their salads are really fresh. Chopped greens. The one that I like is the chopped salad with a little pasta, gorgonzola, bacon, white balsamic. Just really delicious and a great ambiance as well.
And, you know, some of our critics have also mentioned 1889 on their lists. Jill, you are among them.
I had that very same pear pizza this week, and it was quite nice. I think it has a great kind of fall flavor to it. Little honey, little pear. It was delicious. I thought the interior was really fun. I was actually picking up takeout, but next time I think I'll stay. There's chandeliers, really beautiful chandeliers. There's black and white tiles. There's basil growing in pots. There's, plush seating with velveteen chairs and just a really different kind of pizza setting. But the traditional part would be the big copper penny ovens and the slicer for the prosciutto. Which is fun to watch.
And the website for the restaurant does not mention being certified Napolitano, but that's all we can offer right now on that.
The owners have said that they're interested in securing that, so that might be so. And it takes a long time. You've got to get somebody to fly over from Italy, basically.
And you have to pay for them to fly over.
So, wow.
I'm sure they're in the process.
So these are pretty fancy pizzas, by and large, that we've been talking about. And I love a fancy pizza, but I wonder if someone's got a lesser-known pizza recommendation or perhaps a dive-style pizza joint that's not going to come up in hushed tones at a fancy dinner party.
I can.
I'm looking at you, Charles.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
Under that assumption.
I don't know if I want to say dive-style pizza because it's really clean and well-lighted, but a true New York-style pizzeria that people probably don't think of is Nick's Italian Pizza in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. It's family-owned. They have all kinds of different pizzas. It's mostly busy at lunch, although they do a big carry-out business. But it is the most traditional New York-style pizza I think I have found in Kansas City. They have thin crust. They have thick crust. It's fun to eat there.
What do you get?
Gosh. I really like their thicker crust pizza, a Sicilian style pizza. They have they are very, very, maybe ultra generous with toppings, and I just enjoyed it a lot.
And where is this again?
Downtown KCK.
Well, there is a pizza for everyone, so tell us about your favorite and let us know who's out there making something so distinctive that you'd be bold enough to call it the Kansas City-style pizza. Our critics will take that on a little bit more, too. 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman with KCUR Central Standard. Jill Silva, Jenny Vergara, and Charles Ferruzza, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Gina Kaufman, and this is KCUR's Central Standard with the annual pizza show. We're going to get back to our callers in just a minute at 816-235-2888. But first, we were just talking about sort of a more casual kind of pizza.
Bar pizza.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing, bar pizza?
And Jenny, you have one you want to tell us about.
I do. So I have discovered I am late to the party on Tower Tavern. It is basically right there on the Martini Corner area. And I just discovered it literally in the last year or so. And the pizza there is really awesome. It's got thin crust, which I appreciate. That's always my favorite. And they do several different kinds of pizza there. But the one that sounds the craziest that I actually was, it was the last pizza that I tried. I've tried them all. And it's the bacon cheeseburger pizza. And it's just basically what it sounds like. It's like all the ingredients that you'd have on a pizza. It's, you know, tomato sauce and cheese and hamburger and a little bit of crumbled crisp bacon. It's got pickles like a cheeseburger would have on it and a little squirt,
Jenny, this is like cholesterol heaven, right?
I know. I'm telling you, it sounds crazy. And it is one of those pizza that you really want to eat it in the moment while it's hot. It's not the best if you try to take it home and eat it the next day because the pickles are just, they'll go south on you really quick. But for kind of dive bar pizza, not the Tower Tavern so much of a dive bar. It's more of a sports bar is what I'd call it. I love it. I'm kind of, yeah, it's my secret hidey hole.
Okay, not so secret anymore, but that sounds fun. We have a tweet from Joe who says that he's an East Coast transplant and that his vote for Kansas City's best is Johnny Joe's Pizza. Charles, tell me about it.
Well, it's become sort of a cult in Kansas City, Johnny Joe's. People are rabidly devoted to it. And
I have noticed that. It seems like on social media, there's a lot of Johnny Joe's fandom.
Oh, yeah. And it's a tiny, tiny place in the West Plaza area.
Well, and let's talk about their second location since it is named differently.
Yeah, and I don't think people really make the connection.
Mm-hmm, I don't either.
What is the name of the other location?
The pizzeria. It's at 103rd and...
Between State Line and Knoll?
Right. No, not Knoll. State Line and Warnell.
Warnell. Yeah. Thank you.
So what do people love so much about this pizza? I haven't tried it.
You know, I don't know what they love so much about it. Forgive me. I don't quite get the cult fascination for it. But, you know, it's good pizza. It's made with good ingredients and it's tasty.
So it's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's large foldable slices, and there's some quality to the ingredients. They use San Marzano tomatoes, and I think it's just, you know, for those people who love New York style pizza, especially people from New York. I mean, you don't even want to get into a conversation about where the best New York style pizza is in Kansas City with someone from the East Coast. It'll just go on forever. But Johnny Joe's seems to be a perennial favorite.
Well, let's hear from Todd. He's calling us from Blue Springs. So I'm curious, Todd, what's your recommendation? Is it near where you are out there?
Not near. Well, actually, there is one dive one that I wanted to mention, and that's Russo's in Lake Lackawanna.
It's definitely a dive if you can make it through the smoke-filled bar to get to the pizza. It's worth it. But Providence in Grandview is probably my favorite, along with Artigo. The Providence does a Neapolitan, a Sicilian, and a New York style. They use three different ovens, I think. But the best one is the wood-fired, all-wood-fired copper dome. It's beautiful, and you can just sit there and watch them manage the live fire, which is pretty awesome. And they do a Diavolo, which is our favorite. It's pepperoni, hot calabrese peppers, fresh oregano, and then they put honey on it. And so it's really nice and balanced. And then at Artigo, I would consider that a Sicilian style, but I'm not quite sure. It's a lot thicker crust, and when we first ate there, we thought the toppings looked a little scarce, but then once we got to the crust, we understood why the crust is as good as the rest of the pizza. It's probably the best pizza bone I've ever had.
There's my favorite word,
pizza bone.
So Providence...
Our family's been calling it pizza bones for years.
All right, respect.
And that's a reference, again, to the crust. Providence Pizza and Artigo. Anyone have a review of either of those places?
I like Providence quite a bit. They do have the three types of pizzas. It's probably important to remember that the wood-fired oven doesn't, I think, fire up until around 4 or 5 o'clock, so you can't go in during the day and get that style.
Well, isn't it just slices during the day, or do they make whole pieces?
I think they make whole New York. Probably would have to check on that. They do have slices of Sicilian always ready. They have the guy throwing. You can actually watch him throw the dough like in a, you know,
in a movie.
Cheesy movie or a cartoon or whatever. And he really knows what he's doing. It's quite artful. And they have sort of like a bar where people can sit and watch the oven. You're you know, like right up there, and you can watch the guy's muscles ripple as he throws the pizza dough. So there were a lot of young women there.
Is this a 1980s movie? It sounds like an 80s movie.
Mystic Pizza, exactly. It's just really, it's a fun little place. It's in an old Long John Silver's. So they have completely renovated it to be kind of a cool, chic, modern pizzeria.
I can't remember. Jill, do they serve liquor there?
I do not recall.
I can't remember.
I'm not sure that I was there during those hours.
That's also a hard detail to recall.
I think I was working at the time.
The drinking hours.
Yeah. Well, so that is Providence Pizza. And we're going to talk with Hannah in Brookside about what she likes at Il Lazzarone. In fact, before I ask her about it, we've gotten another listener on Twitter who tells us that the Uovo, forgive me if I've pronounced that wrong, the Uovo pizza at Il Lazzarone is everything. Apparently it has salami, fresh basil, and garlic with an egg in the middle, the best.
Egg in the middle.
There's lots of egg in the middle.
I love egg in the middle. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's the farmer's pizza at
Limestone. At Limestone, yeah. Right. And you can find it in many variations. I love an egg on top of my pizza.
We've been through a whole period where we just put an egg on everything at this point in Kansas City.
That's true, but it belongs on pizza.
Yeah.
But before we talk to Hannah, then, why do you love an egg in the middle?
That extra note of cholesterol?
The runny yolk.
It just, yeah, it's sort of combines all the ingredients. It's really...
Dip your pizza in the runny yolk.
Yeah, exactly. So it holds it all together. Yeah. So it's sort of like the function of egg in a casserole almost.
Well, it doesn't actually get cooked, but it's sort of, all those disparate ingredients that are, you know, kind of sprinkled over the top. It just sort of pulls them all together for me and my palate.
All right. That sounds like a solid argument to me. Let's talk to Hannah in Brookside, as promised, about what she gets at Il Lazzarone. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Tell us about it.
Okay, so, well, the Uovo is one of mine as well at Il Lazzarone. It's so good, the fried egg in the middle. But my number one there is the Bruchelles. It's a Brussels sprout pizza. It's another white pizza, and I literally have dreams about it.
So it's Brussels sprouts on a pizza. That is something that I think we wouldn't have seen 15, 20 years ago, but Brussels sprouts have had sort of a popularization.
Yes, very much so.
And they're good on the pizza?
They're fantastic. It's really great right now, especially in the fall.
Okay, so a fall pizza recommendation from Hannah at Il Lazzarone with Brussels sprouts on it. Let's talk about pizza parties. Jill, there is a pizza night at a local bakery that you wanted to tell us about.
Oh, yeah. Ibis Bakery in Lenexa on 87th Street Parkway on Tuesdays. They have pizza night. It's just really fun. They have whatever pizza with local ingredients. They usually have two options. And then they have desserts that are star desserts. And then they have local drinks, not wine or beer, but maybe kombucha or a soda or something like that. And so it's a really fun night. But I will warn you, they open at 6, and I called at 7 o'clock this week to see if I could pick up a pizza, and they were already sold out. So
they go fast.
They go really fast. I mean, they're just a really good bakery, so you can imagine that their pizza's going to be an extension of that.
Okay, so that's it.
Ibis.
I never know which one to say.
I know. It took me a while, too. Ibis Bakery, and that's in Lenexa on 87th Street Parkway.
And that's on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights only.
Okay. Let's turn back to our callers. We've got Aaron with us in Lenexa. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
What can you tell us about?
My favorite is the Minsky's pizza.
Go on.
It's called the Prime Cut. It's when I want to eat a lot of meat, and it's just all the fresh ingredients, and I like all the different meats that are on there.
Okay, so that's the sort of meat craving pizza,
right?
Called
pepperoni,
the Prime
hamburger, American Italian sausage, and it has the bacon, the really crispy bacon on top of it.
Are you there right now? We've got like some music in the background, and
I'm at work. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, no, it's okay. Thanks for the call, Aaron. How about Minsky's? I mean, that is sort of a local classic.
Another local favorite, for sure. I love their thin crust pizza there. They've put the one on Southwest Boulevard that was in the old...
Wade's.
Yeah, well, Wade's, yes. The Wade's location. And that one is very convenient for me, almost too convenient.
People love that pizza and have for years.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Tim in Lenexa. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the wife and I's favorite pizza is Johnny C's Pizza off 75th and Neiman. He's been there well over 20 years. And what's unique about his pizza is it's a combination of cheese. And it's I asked him once, I can't remember what it is, what the two cheeses are, but it's fantastic.
So you like the cheese combination. You know, we take cheese kind of for granted when we talk about pizza sometimes, but... Is there a pizza that comes to mind when you think of someone who's working really in a sophisticated way with the cheese selection in particular?
I think on the Neapolitan, you're not going to see some of the cheeses we see on the Italian and the Italian-American ones. Like, you're going to see more fresh mozzarella. You're going to see more ricotta. You're going to see a lot less cheese overall. American pizza, we tend to, you know... spread it pretty heavily with the mozzarella.
And that's true of toppings as well.
Yeah.
I mean, on a Neapolitan-style pizza, less is more. And that's what you should always remember when you're getting that style of pizza, because it just, the crust really needs just very few toppings to make it delicious. But
it's like a beautiful woman with fewer accessories.
Mm. Charles, what a metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But sometimes you want bling. You know?
Well, true.
Let's talk to Amy in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What is your pizza recommendation? What has inspired you to call?
I was going to recommend a dive pizza place in Raytown. They used to have multiple locations. It's called Funhouse Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's
my first job about 40-some years ago. And so I kind of grew up going there, and I didn't have an appreciation as a child for it. I preferred the, you know, Pizza Hut and yuck pizzas like that as a child, and then... Now, I definitely have a good appreciation for a decent pizza, and that's a pizza you can't find many other places. So it's kind of tradition on our way home from the Lake of the Ozarks to stop in Raytown and get Funhouse Pizza.
Tell us about it.
Isn't the original Funhouse Pizza in Independence?
Yes, I think so. There was one in Excelsior Springs at one point.
But describe the pizza for people who haven't eaten it,
location. It's a thicker crust pizza. The location is definitely a dive. When you go in, you can see the pizza ovens off to the side, and they have a bar. To the right is like a little mini arcade with ancient little horses that kids can jump on and take a rigid ride for a few cents. And it's little wooden benches along tables, kind of family style a little more. There's not chairs pulled up to individual tables. It's big, long benches. And then there's big TVs on playing sports and things like that.
And you were saying it's a thicker crust?
Yeah, it is a thicker crust. And I prefer thin crust. But it is very good pizza.
All right.
I was going to say, here's the reason I probably haven't ever gone to Funhouse Pizzas. I always assumed it's really, really kid-friendly, which always is the turnoff for me because I don't have kids. But is it loaded with kids?
No. In the times I've been there, it's never been loaded with kids.
Okay.
And the kids area is kind of off in one corner of the restaurant, and then there's a back area as well. And they used to have live band, too, that came to play. I'm not sure if that goes on anymore.
Cool.
Well, thanks, Amy.
But in the back room and more adult-friendly there, yes.
Thank you so much. That's Funhouse Pizza. She's recommending the one in Raytown. And Jill Silva, you also have some bar pizza that you're recommending at Grinders.
Yeah, Grinders. I've been going to of course, they're in the Crossroads right near the Star, which is convenient. I've been going to the one in Lenexa recently. One of the pizzas that I like there is kind of interesting. I'll do two. One is straightforward. It's the mushroom pizza. They call it the fun guy.
Uh-huh.
Get the pun.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, straightforward. And then the other one, Jenny, you're going to have to help me out because we both like this. And I know crab is on it and pesto. And it's called the Bengal Tiger Tandoori Chicken. What else?
Yeah, tandoori. So Indian spice, tandoori chicken, crab.
Is it real crab, Jenny?
I think it's crab with a K.
Okay.
But it's still delicious. It's still delicious.
It's just
it's sweet and savory. Not sweet in a dessert kind of way, but just that crab meat's just very sweet. And then it's got that hot spice from the tandoori chicken.
And I feel like there's a little peanutty thing going on.
Yeah, there is. I think there's some peanut sauce mixed into the red sauce.
So these are some recommendations at Grinders in the East Crossroads. Let's take a call quickly from James because we're getting a couple of recommendations for this particular place. So we'll hear what James has to say to us about Bella Napoli. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
Oh, doing good.
What do you like about the pizza at Bella Napoli?
I went there. I actually was listening to this show probably about, I'd say, 5 or 6 years ago, at least. I think Walt was still on. And you were doing the pizzas, and it had come up. And I was like, I got to take my mom somewhere for Mother's Day. And I thought, that sounds like a good place. Went down there, and it was just phenomenal. The guy who owns it, Jake, I think he actually went to Naples for, I don't know how many months, to actually learn the process of the dough and the fresh ingredients. And he's turned it into just a great little spot. My favorite pizza there is probably just the classic margarita.
And that is always a favorite of Jenny Vergara's too. What can our critics tell us about Bella Napoli, and before we go, about the elusive Kansas City style of pizza, if there is one?
Huh.
Bella Napoli is just a charming little neighborhood spot.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And it does do good pizzas. It's been a long time since I've had their pizza, but I remember it being good.
I would say the same. It's very sweet, mm-hmm. and I remember having great pizza. The atmosphere is fantastic.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
it's very jovial.
You're in like sort of an Italian grocery / deli / pizza place with a little bit of seating. So that it felt really nice and warm.
It's a neighborhood place.
A neighborhood place, absolutely.
So we've talked a little bit about whether there's a Kansas City style pizza. It seems like basically no, that our critics reject the idea of barbecue thrown on it as the solution to that problem, if it is indeed a problem. But I wonder if listening to these calls and kind of going through some of the highlights of our lists, if anything has emerged for you guys.
No.
I think limestone comes the closest if you want to define it, but again, it's kind of a farm-to-table spinoff,
I think it's more of a Kansas regional pizza as opposed to Kansas City.
Right.
I think we'd have to have our own crust in order to call anything Kansas City-style pizza.
Cookie crust. Yeah.
So for any aspiring food celebrities out there, make a Kansas City-style crust and maybe we'll be on to something. Well, our critics' full list of recommendations will be mixed in with our listeners' recommendations online at kcur.org/centralstandard later today. A lot that we didn't get to, so be sure and check that out. Jill Silva, Kansas City Star food editor, reporter, and Chowntown KC blogger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gina. It was fun.
Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Charles Ferruza, as always, I've loved catching up with you.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
It's the weekend, but you can stay in touch with us on Twitter. We're at KCURCST. Monday, we'll be back with a show we're calling No Chance in Hell, about people for running for office with, maybe that's self-explanatory. Yeah. KCUR Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Sylvia Maria Gross, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tudhope, with help from interns Raven Brooks and Aaron Pelish. Michael Byers is our announcer today. Our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend.